The South Florida Water Management District does just that, manage water, and that's particularly important during hurricane season. Gabe Margazak is a public information officer for the district.
In South Florida, anytime you have a big rainfall event, flooding is always a possibility. Our flood control system was built over 60 years ago to handle 2 million people, and we now have almost 8 million people. Anytime you have a big storm or hurricane, there's always potential for flooding. You can't prevent flooding in South Florida.
Because of this, in the past 6 years, they've spent about $270 million in upgrades. The department says that in most cases the flood system operates as it's designed, but there are storms with more rainfall than the system was designed to handle. That's when we'll see flooding. They also attribute flooding to other factors.
We live in a swamp, and it's a combination of elevations of roads, of neighborhoods. You know, in South Florida, especially places that are built up with concrete, these are places that historically the water would trickle into the ground, and now you have a parking lot or a road, so there's nowhere for the water to go.
According to the district, water levels are currently where they're supposed to be for this time of year. But just like Florida weather, things can change fast. I'm Lisanne Ramos in West Palm Beach.